When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And today we're going to be talking all about Jupiter Returns. This is the third bonus episode in our new series that's all about planetary returns. So why this new series? We get a lot of questions pretty often about all types of planetary returns, from Mercury returns to Mars returns, pretty much all of them. So we wanted to make this series to answer your most asked questions about planetary returns. Since I mentioned this is the third episode of this series, the previous ones were all about lunar returns, Mercury returns, and today we're going to be talking about Jupiter returns.
And just in case you missed it, last week we talked about Mercury in Sagittarius and the new moon in Scorpio. So if you want to know more about those, then listen to last week's episode before diving into this one. And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Sagittarius season and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's dive into this episode. So, what is your Jupiter return? In short, your Jupiter return marks a new beginning or the start of a brand new cycle regarding all things Jupiter: expansion, luck, abundance, spirituality, and even traveling. So, when does your Jupiter return happen? Your Jupiter return happens when Jupiter in the sky is in the exact same sign it is in your birth chart. So, for example, right now, Jupiter is in Taurus. So, if you have Jupiter in Taurus in your birth chart, that is your Jupiter return. Next year, Jupiter will go into Gemini. And for those who have Jupiter in Gemini, it will be their Jupiter return.
Jupiter typically will spend about 1 year in each sign. So your Jupiter return will be happening for about a year. However, within that year, there will be a special moment when Jupiter is at the exact same degree in the sky as it was at the time that you were born in your birth chart. When this happens, it's called a conjunction, and it's the most intense part of your Jupiter return where the energy is amplified the most. This might happen multiple times depending on the degree because Jupiter will retrograde.
How often does your Jupiter return happen? More or less, it happens every 11 to 12-ish years. So think around ages, and again, this is like a rough estimate, 12, 24, 36, 48, 60, and so on. If you're familiar with perfection years, it usually does align somewhere between the transition between your 12th house perfection year and the first house perfection year. So typically when it's happening during the first house perfection year, this is a moment people really look forward to.
So what can you expect during your Jupiter return? This is a time when you're going through a lot of personal growth, broadening your horizons, and entering into a new phase of your life. If you think back to the time when you were 12, this is usually a time when you are transitioning from being a kid into wanting to be more like a teenager. That's just an example of how things grow and evolve during Jupiter returns.
So the reason why people also really look forward to their Jupiter return is the fact that 1, Jupiter is all about optimism. And typically during your Jupiter return, it's just an overall period of luck and abundance. In addition to, as Kara mentioned, the personal growth and broadening our horizons, some people find that during their Jupiter return, they are more interested in spirituality. They're more interested in traveling. And they're also just overall more interested in expanding their belief system. And they're thinking very positively about life and the future. So as I mentioned earlier, this does typically happen somewhere between the transition of the 12th house to first house perfection years. So if you think to those moments, I know people have probably seen the Instagram post I did a while back about age 23. Usually the 12th house perfection year can feel a little isolating, but more on that another time. So coming out of that year and into a first house year, which is all about the self, and combine that with this lucky energy that Jupiter provides, it usually feels like a very large positive boost in life where things are expanding and you're just feeling overall very happy.
Did want to mention that because this does happen for a long period of time, about a year, this is a transit that sometimes isn't as clear to see the changes on a day-to-day basis or even like a week-to-week basis. It's something that is better seen in hindsight, and it will take some time to fully understand and appreciate all of the growth and change that you are going through during that period of time.
And obviously, what exactly happens during your Jupiter return and how the Jupiter return goes will entirely differ depending on your chart, the aspects that it makes to other planets in your chart, and many other factors. While we obviously can't go through every single possible way a Jupiter return can show up, what we can do is tell you what you can expect during your Jupiter return based off which sign your Jupiter is in and based on what house your Jupiter is in. So if you have your Jupiter in Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, these are the fire signs, your Jupiter return will really be about enhancing the passion and bravery that you already possess. And you might feel just a boost when it comes to how passionate you are.
If your Jupiter is in an earth sign, so that would be Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, then your Jupiter return is going to enhance your very practical and grounded nature.
If your Jupiter is in Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, an air sign, your Jupiter return will be enhancing your intelligence and curiosity.
And lastly, if your Jupiter is in Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, those are the water signs, then this return really enhances your emotional intelligence, creativity, and intuition.
Now, for the houses, if you have Jupiter in the first house in your birth chart, then your Jupiter return is all about new beginnings when it pertains to yourself and your identity.
And if you have Jupiter in the second house in your birth chart, then your Jupiter return is going to emphasize your personal values and self-worth.
And if in your birth chart, Jupiter is in the third house, then your Jupiter return is all about communication. And it could also be a good time for traveling locally. Think short trips.
And then if Jupiter is in your fourth house in your birth chart, then this is going to emphasize your home and family life.
And if in your birth chart you have Jupiter in the fifth house, then your Jupiter return is all about hobbies and creativity.
And if Jupiter is in your sixth house in your birth chart, then this is going to emphasize your work life, your routines, and wellness, which includes your emotional well-being and also your physical well-being.
And if in your birth chart, Jupiter is in the seventh house, then your Jupiter return will expand upon the relationships you have in your life.
And if Jupiter in your birth chart is in your eighth house, then this is going to further emphasize the transformative growth that's going to happen during your Jupiter return. It also will emphasize all kinds of shared resources.
And if you have Jupiter in the ninth house in your birth chart, then your Jupiter return is all about philosophy and culture. Definitely going to recommend traveling if that is you.
And if Jupiter is in your 10th house in your birth chart, then this is going to emphasize your public life and also your career.
And if you have Jupiter in the 11th house in your birth chart, then your Jupiter return will expand your community and your network.
And lastly, if Jupiter in your birth chart is in the 12th house, then this is going to emphasize your privacy, alone time, and healing.
And if you still have questions about, hey, I'm turning 24 soon, or I am turning 36 and I'm curious about my Jupiter return, or maybe you're not turning those ages and you're just curious about your Jupiter return in general, then we can always explain more about what you can expect during your Jupiter return based off your birth chart during a reading. And if you want to book a reading, the link will be in the description.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And that's pretty much it for this week's episode. But just to give you a heads up, next week is Sagittarius season. So if you want to know more about that, then stick around for next week. But until then, if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, we are on Instagram and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.